This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United Arab Emirates Foreign Ministry says Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his family are in the UAE on humanitarian grounds. The Taliban have taken over the civilian side of Kabul International Airport as thousands of Afghans try to flee their country. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Hundreds of people were outside the airport early this morning, many apparently without passports, while the Taliban demanded to see documents before allowing the rare passenger inside. President Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the Taliban have agreed to allow safe passage for civilians trying to leave Afghanistan.
There have been instances where we have received reports of people being turned away or pushed back or even beaten. We are taking that up in a channel with the Taliban to try to resolve those issues.
The U.S. Embassy has relocated to the military side of the airport, where it's coordinating the airlift of diplomats, foreigners, and Afghans who worked with the Americans. Additional U.S. troops have arrived and more are on the way, with a total of 6,000 expected to be involved in the coming days. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Wednesday the Taliban should be judged on their actions, warning countries against, quote, prematurely or bilaterally, end quote, recognizing the Islamist hardliners. He told Parliament, quote, we will judge this regime based on the choices it makes and by its actions rather than by its words, on its attitudes to terrorism, to crime and narcotics, as well as humanitarian access and the rights of girls to receive an education, end quote. The Taliban have blown up the statue of a Shiite militia leader who had fought against them during Afghanistan's civil war in the 1990s. The statue depicted a militia leader killed by the Taliban in 1996 when the Islamic militants seized power from the